Seemed different in the email that you got.
Hi, thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Ms. Williams. This is Michelle here at Capital One, recorded line. We have a mutual customer. We're just trying to locate her subscription so we can get it canceled. The last agent, she wasn't able to find anything, so she transferred us over to you.
All right, let's get the zip code, please.
Ms. Robin, go ahead and give that to her, please.
01940.
And your name?
Robin Loggia.
All right, one moment.
So the email that I got from them came from support@lavish, but they're charging my credit card now from some trim diet place.
Yeah, you're probably going to have the Lavish Grace skin product.
Yeah, I think that's what she initially signed up for, like, I think, like a free sample or trial. And it looks like the car was trying to be billed again today.
What's
but
the
I believe
amount?
She wants to maybe $94.90.
Let's get the first six digits and the last four digits of the car that's they're attempting to bill.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Robin.
The credit card number?
The first six digits and the last four.
Okay, hold on, I gotta grab it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is 414709 and then 8400.
444709 and
8400.
Thank you. And your address, please.
12 Ramsdale Way. Linfield, Mass. 01940.
And you are Robin Loggia.
I'm sorry. It got shipped to 567 Lowell Street, Peabody, Mass.
Okay, that's what we have here. All right, thank you. It shows that you have the Lavish Grace anti-aging cream ordered on the 14th of February at $4.95 shipping and handling. That was going to be a 14-day
free. Would that recur in charge every month?
It is, yes, ma'am.
Where did it say that and where I signed up?
Well, it's going to be in the terms and conditions. It advises that it first initially starts as a 14-day free trial for a subscription and the terms and conditions. And it offers you the free trial at the cost of shipping and handling, gives you the option to call us back 24 hours a day during that 14 days. You can extend out the trial, discuss a discount, or cancel it altogether.
Okay, I haven't even had it 14 days, and they've already charged my credit card $90-something dollars.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a four-day shipping process and 10 days of evaluation. It's ordered on the 14th, delivered on the 18th. So I do see that you will bill the full price today. We offer the customers, in this case, if you don't wish to continue, is to cancel any further shipments and charges. But the company does have a strict refund policy. We can discount that charge. If you don't want to continue, we'll cancel your subscription.
A strict policy on what?
On refunds. Once it's in the contractual phase, they do allow us to discount the charges and refund that portion of it.
I don't want it. My credit card, then. I don't want it. I'm not paying $94. I haven't even opened the little drop that you sent me in this big container that's painted white that has a little bit of drop in it. I just got it last week, so I haven't even had a chance to try it, and you're already charging me $95 for a next shipment.
Oh, no,
so
it's for the shipment you have. It's not for a new shipment, ma'am. That's a trial completion charge today.
So I'm so sorry, Ms. I'm so sorry. So is there any way, because I think that the one that was just processed today, the 9490, mm-hmm. that's the one that you guys can go ahead and cancel, so that way she's not billed next month for March or for April. Mm-hmm. And then is she able to get anything like partially
yes.
for what was billed today?
That's what I'm offering. That's what I'm offering, a partial refund on the account. I'm just trying to make sure that the customer understands that that payment today was not for another shipment. It is for the initial shipment. There is a payment at the end
you're
of the trial if it's not canceled.
You're telling me the free sample that I ordered to just pay shipping and handling of $4.95, that's about as big as two teaspoons, now is costing me $100?
Well, again, ma'am, we're going to discount the charge and refund the portion of it. Standardly,
I'm not paying it.
You already have the product, ma'am. And what we could do, standardly, it is 50% off. So as a courtesy, I'll go ahead and apply my employee discount to that and get you 75% of that charge, which is $71.17.
No, I want to see the thing that I signed that said I was getting a free sample, just pay $4.95 in shipping. Where did this $94 come into play?
Well, you can go back to the website and take a look at that. I'll give you the
at
website.
Capital One, cancel my card. Cancel all my cards with Capital One, then cancel all five of them. I'm not paying it, and I don't want it.
All right. The website is going to be lavishgraceskincare.com.
Why are you filling my credit card?
So we can't, she won't be able to cancel it now for like, so that way it doesn't bill for next month?
Yes, ma'am. We cancel at the customer's request. It's going to cancel out the account, give her a cancellation number to verify that cancellation, send out a refund email with the refund amount. We'll be back with the card in 3 to 5 business days. I have a cancellation number if you have pen and paper ready.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'll make note of it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be A as in apple, 1-2-4. D as in David, 2-7. F as in Frank. C as in Charlie. The number 6.
Okay, so A as in Adam, 1-2-4. D as in David, 2-7. F is in Frank, C is in Charlie 6.
Yes, that is going to be the cancellation number.
And then the 70. All future. Okay, gotcha. So nothing else will be billed. And then you said the 7117, that will be credited back to her card in 3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am. She should receive a refund email within 24 hours. And then, you know, of course, it settles within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you. I'll go ahead and make note as well on our side. We appreciate it. Are you all set, Ms. Robin? Is there anything else? I'm going to let her go. And I'll...
I'm not all set with Capital One. I'm canceling my cards. I'm not paying it. I'm not paying the balance that's due.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.